Well, this is W. This is WHML. This is WHML. This is WHML.
DLP Mobile 9.
K9AJD Mobile. The repeat is shut out. K9AJD Mobile.
You got it. W9DLP also mobile. I'm on the KW9LY repeater on the port. Is that the repeater you're trying to get into?
Looks like the repeater is on my end. I'll say 7-3-K9KJ clear.
Yeah, you're a little noisy that time. Okay, 7-3. So we got a little bit of a storm on the horizon. Call auxiliary or W9DLP mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave. W9DLP. This is KI9E.
KI9E. Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Going good. Heading home from work. Heard you out there. Thought I'd say hello there. And how's things on your end there, Dave?
Not bad. Had an eye doctor's appointment at noon. And my doctor's appointment at 1, just got out of there with orders to get a bunch of tests done. So, other than recovering from last week.
Oh man, what happened last week?
You remember the saga of Dave and his refrigerator?
No.
I make sure I have the repeater. Hold on just a second. Well, anyway, a couple of years ago, my refrigerator in my house died. So I went to Lowe's, got a Whirlpool. It wouldn't hold temperature, so they replaced it. Finally, then that one had issues. So I went to a local appliance store and said, the hell with it. I'm tired of messing with it. Bought a GE 21 cubic foot, all the bells and whistles, digital this, digital that, blah, 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 almost $2,000. Working fine until the other day. And find out all my frozen stuff isn't frozen no more. So I called the appliance store, said I had a problem. Said, let me check, we'll check when you, it has a 2-year warranty. I bought it on August 1st. It died on August 4th.
Oh, geez. I know, it's so close to the warranty period there. Are they still going to cover it there for you?
Nope. No coverage. Unless I took out the extended warranty and I didn't. Shame on me.
Oh man, that's terrible. Figured, man, 2 days over, they'd honor it still, you know. Oh my gosh. Our Whirlpool fridge we've had now for about 15 years. know how much longer it's got in it, but it's been going pretty good for a long time now.
Oh, we have rumbles in Michigan City.
Yeah, it's quite dark to the north over the lake.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought when I got the GE. We got a GE upright freezer, we got a GE, we got the dishwasher, the microwave. I figured I'd spend that kind of money on a refrigerator that should be the last one I would ever have to buy. I never figured 2 years into owning it, almost a 2,000, and I'm not impressed with the fact how expensive it was. It's just, I figured the top of the line should last for a while. Wrong.
Yeah, that's terrible there. Sorry to hear that. Did you see which type you might want to go with next if you replace it?
Already replaced it. Don't have none of the bells and whistles. But, you know, it is 23 foot, and it seems to be... I got an LG.
Okay, an LG. Well, hopefully that one will hold up there for you. Man, that reminds me, I probably need to clean the coils on my fridge. I haven't done that yet this year. Usually take a brush to the coils and a shop vac and get some of the dust out of the thing.
It couldn't hurt. Yeah, mine lost its charge, and I guess the GE was a closed system, like R66 or something, of which nobody around here will service.
Got to get one of those refrigerators that automatically order the groceries for you when you get low.
I need this one to order a service tech when it stopped running.
Oh, yeah. I have a call for help. You got some storms going to be coming through our area here, Dave, that you know of?
I'm mobile, but let me check. I'm parked. Let me check my radar. Yeah, looks like we got a pretty good front coming, just entering Indiana from Illinois.
Copy that. Yeah, so far it looks like it's kind of just over the lake there. I don't know if it's going to make it down south here or not.
Well, it looked like it was progressing eastward, but the front was on a 45-degree angle, so the north is going to get here first. It looks like we should get some precipitation out of it.
I'm in the Westville area now here by Purdue. Still a lot of cloudage around, but nothing too threatening here happening yet.
Well, I can't get radar to load, but full screen, but small screen. We're gonna get wet here by the next half hour.
Copy that. Yeah, I think I got my HF antennas unplugged from the radio, so I'm good to go there.
Okay, let me run into my desk real quick and see if I got any mail. I'll be back in a little bit. If not, nice talking to you, Jim. KNIEWDLP.
Okay, Dave, have a good afternoon there. Catch up with you later, or I'm in here for maybe just another 10 minutes or so, but 73, W9DLP, this is KI9E.
KD9HAY.
How you doing, Hayden, KI9E?
Not too bad. How am I sounding there, Jim? Just threw together a quick little 2-meter dipole, vertical dipole to hang in the window behind my chair here, and the receive seems to be a lot better than using just a regular vertical on the HT.
Yeah, sounding good. Full quieting and the audio is real nice and crystal clear.
Good, that's good to hear. It's not that I'm, it's not usually very bad with an HT, but I was trying to find something that would just kind of even it out, you know. HTs kind of have that ebb and flow with them. But did you ever end up picking up one of those, the SCX-1s?
What was that item, DXC what?
Foxtrot Tango X-Ray 1, the FTX-1 from Yaesu.
Oh, the FTX-1, no sir. I thought I might be coming home with one from Dayton, but decided to wait on that. I'm kind of glad I did, because it looks like a lot of things needed to be fixed with some firmware updates, so I'm thinking maybe down the road on that one, possibly.
Yeah, I was kind of in the same boat as you, and I didn't want one, thought it was dumb, you know, wasn't really interested, and the more features, the more information that I got about it, and I was a little more interested, and then kind of wanted one, and saw that there was a bunch of bugs, and I just, I've seen some info a couple weeks ago. I want to say it was the end of, I can't remember if it was the end of July or the end of June. They came out with an update that seemed to fix about 90% of the issues with it, so I went ahead and ordered one, and it was supposed to be here today, but for whatever reason got delayed a day, so I should have one here tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome. Good deal. Did you get the field or the Optima?
I got the field, and I'll probably kick myself later for doing it because it would have saved me $200 to get the Optima. But I have the 991 and the FT710. So I about the only use case that I could think. Let me take that back. I thought about selling the 991, putting the Optima in its place. And then when I wasn't portable, using the FTX-1 there in the 991 spot, because I use the 991 for all my VHF, UHF stuff in the stack. And what really surprised me was that it doesn't have a built-in GPS antenna. I couldn't believe that it, you know, it's full-featured in APRS, except it won't transmit your location.
Okay, I didn't know that. I knew it had APRS. Do you have to buy a separate like GPS module for it to get that part of it to work?
Yeah, it's kind of like a dongle. It sticks into what I'm assuming is a 3.5 millimeter jack on the side, and it hangs off the side of the radio, which I wasn't too keen on because I can almost guarantee that I'm going to snap that pin off. I even would have been okay if they would have had some kind of, like, upgraded board that you could put in it, as long as it was inside the case. But I found a one that's got a little cable with it, and I think I'm probably going to end up velcroing it to the top of the radio, and hopefully that works. But I think that's still a better idea than having, you know, something sticking off the side of the radio to the side that's hard-mounted.
Okay, can it be any GPS antenna, sort of, or does it have to be a Yaesu one?
It does not have to be a Yaesu one. The Yaesu one, I want to say, is like $60, and one of the videos I watched, I want to say it was from the British guy, M0FXB, and he had a recommendation for one. It is usually $30, and it was on sale yesterday for 20 or 22, something like that. And like I said, it's I like the form factor of it a lot better. It's just it's a little 90-degree 3.5 millimeter plug that goes into the jack, and then it's got probably about a 3-inch cord on it, so you could Velcro it or sticky it to the top of the radio, and it'll be a little bit more out of the way.
Yeah, sounds good. That's not a bad deal to get GPS working on that. Not bad at all. How about any other options? Did you get any like the bracket for it, the protective bracket, or antenna tuner, any of that stuff?
I picked up the protective bracket for it, and that was really relatively inexpensive. I want to say it was only $35-$40, something like that. I believe it is plastic, but from what I understand, the radio is fairly heavy, at least compared to the 705. It's about a pound more, I think, than the 705, but 80-90% of that extra pound it's all battery. The battery is significantly bigger than the 705. Long term, I probably, Lido makes like a desk stand for it, and I'll probably end up picking up one of those to put it on my desk. And I don't know. I guess I'm going to wait and see what all my use cases for it are. All my portable antennas are resonant. Even my antenna that I have in the backyard is resonant on 10 to 80. So I wasn't super concerned about having a tuner. I got a little QRP manual tuner as well. So, and the tuner's not cheap. I want to say it's $300 or $400. I thought about picking up the fan because I probably will run some digital mode with it eventually. But other than that, I don't have too much in the way that I'm planning on picking up for it.
Okay, roger that. I was watching, I didn't watch the video, but K8MRD on the ham radio tube, he had made a video saying that the radio gets pretty toasty when you're running digital, so it might be good to have that fan on it for sure.
Yeah, I saw that same video, and the fan's not too terribly expensive either. It's less than 50 if I remember right. But I think that it gets hot when you're running from an external power source worse than on the battery, obviously, because you're running the full 10 watts instead of the 5. But it'll be interesting. I'm excited to take it out. I'm going to take it out Saturday to the Lighthouse event.
Oh, very good. Looking forward to hearing a report from you on it. I don't know if anyone else in the area has one of those that I know of. When it first was announced, I put the pre-order in for one at Ham Radio Outlet, but decided to wait a bit on it. Maybe see what the Black Friday deals look like on that unit, if they have any, but we'll see where that goes, but yeah, I hope you have fun with it and it works well, and I imagine it'll have all the latest firmware updates on the one you ordered just now, or hopefully you'll have them. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's my hope. I'm If that firmware came out in June, I would assume that it probably would have the update. If it was July, and like I said, I can't remember which month it was. It was one of the J's. But if it was the end of July, it's going to be iffy, I would say, whether or not it has it. But the update process doesn't look too terribly horrible. I think you just put the files on an SD card and put the SD card in, and it pulls it from there.
Yeah, probably similar to like the STM500. Here, do the same thing, put it on the SD card, load the new firmware, do a factory reset, and then reload the memories. So yeah, it's not too terrible of a process there. But well, sounds good there, Hayden. Hope it arrives there soon for you and you get to test it out here quickly. Okay, on the Lighthouse event there, I'll have to see if I can try to make that. But just pulled up at the house, going to head on in. It's getting a little darker out here now. The storm must be closing in. Maybe Dave might want to activate the weather net here. KD9HAY, KI90.
Yeah, maybe we'll see it on Saturday. My radio was squawking maybe 20 minutes ago that there was a marine warning, which there's marine warnings quite frequently, but the more surprising one was that there was a flash flood one. So I'm assuming we got some significant rain coming. So, but yeah, we'll talk to you later, the Jim, and have a good evening. K90, KD9HAY, and I'll be clear.
Yes, 7-3, Hayden. Now that was a serious boom boom. KD9BSK, that was a what? That was a serious boom boom. I saw the lightning just as you were pulling out, and when the thunder started, it just rumbled and rumbled and rumbled. Okay, heard you that time. Oh, that's probably what I was doing wrong. The mic is way down in the bottom right-hand corner here at a pad in the front. And I think I have my finger.
This is W8MEL.
And I'm YOU.